Baxter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you doing, hunting already?
I did.
You got a 10-pointer this morning.
Nice. All right, Eden U Sports Committee. Today's October 2nd, 6 p.m., opening the meeting. Everyone wants to say their name. We'll go around the room. Present people, Hannah Spear.
Trevor Bidlow.
Justin Niles.
Aaron Niles.
Nick Tatro.
Tabitha Niles.
Dan Lathrop.
Christina Brown.
Okay. First thing on the agenda would be to approve last meeting's minutes. I motion to approve them. I don't know if you guys read them or not.
Yep. I'm second it.
Perfect. And then the next item
all
is...
All in favor?
Just pass it. I don't have to say aye. I motioned it. Thank you. Next item is community input. And we have a few members from the community this evening. Anybody want to say anything?
I'm here because of the agenda and that we're discussing the upcoming basketball season. And I saw that coaches was on there. And I just wanted to put out there that I would love to see the committee put something out to the outlying community about looking for coaches before we just take whoever throws their hat in the ring based on experience from last year. Continued that I think it's a good opportunity to see if there's other people out there that would like a chance to coach basketball in Eden and get something, some new.
We've never been opposed to having people apply to put coach.
Right, but we also haven't put it out there is what I'm saying is that it's always been someone has said, yes, I'll coach, and we go, sweet.
I think we submitted a letter, actually, to the entire community.
Again, I think the community
to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Would be fantastic. Front porch forum, whatever, to get names out there. Our daughter is not playing soccer this year because of the soccer coach. And that's her choice. That was her choice completely. We supported it. I got what do you want to call it? What's the thing I got from Melissa? To get Kelly's email to read it. Public records request, thank you. That I could read that email and encourage our daughter to play sports here if she were to coach, in hopes that that email would change my mind too on what we're looking for, and it didn't. And I think going forward, yeah, if there could be somebody, you know, to look for other basketball options. I know there's a couple out there. Whether or not they decide to do it, I know they're nervous about first-time coaches, which is normal, so, but we would appreciate it. Cora would appreciate it, and a chance to be able to stay in Eden and play. That was all our input.
Yep.
Since it's an item on the agenda, we can discuss it at this meeting. If it was an item that wasn't on the agenda, we would have to add it to the next meeting or what, or future meeting. So I think it's a good idea to, I noticed Hyde Park sends out information to other towns in Lamoille County saying they're looking for coaches and refs and volunteers in general. So I think that that's a good idea to definitely send it out to other towns to maybe get other people involved and also remind people that Eden does have a sports program, and you know, the more people involved, the better.
So, do you have some names or people to recommend or call or get a hold of that?
I don't want to give her name yet. I've been talking. I feel weird providing her information. She reached out to her family. She had reached out last year, and she had mentioned she wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. He said he would talk to her again now, but she was nervous about being a first-time coach, and which We've all been a first-time coach.
Yeah. And normal.
And she's a graduate of high school, so that's completely normal as far as, like, that whole scene. So I'd like her to reach out to you guys. I'm hoping she will reach out. And if not, I know then it's just not her thing, and that's okay, too. I don't want to...
Has she coached any?
No.
Okay.
And I'm assuming you're referring for the girls' team. Nick, I'm assuming you're reffing or coaching for the boys' team?
Normally, so when we, like, and I was going to touch on this topic when we got there, but normally what we try to do is send out, like, a thing with the school, and I've been talking with the new principal a lot, and, like, I'm all, doing registrations and making sure the principal gets those papers, and I have his number where I can kind of... get on him like I did with Betsy a little bit.
Nice.
So I'm all game for that. So, like, trying to even put a little flyer in to all the kids' folders so all the parents get them. Because even the younger kids, we had a lot of little kids. I know our kids, some did and some didn't get them.
I don't understand.
And that's where I don't mind walking in the school to pick up the boys. And I will go in the office and be like, hey, do you know what the fifth grader, can they pass theirs out?
I felt bad asking like three times. I was like, I don't know why they didn't get it. And then I just gave up. And
I'm sorry to bother you. Betsy three times a week. And it took like 3 weeks to get it. So I would start early when it came to the registration.
Yes.
And we will with the coaching. And that's why, like, I wanted to add quite a few things on there because, like there's a lot of stuff we got to get ahead of. And
yes.
I know October with the soccer will end in a couple weeks, and then you really have a month and a half to get everything set rolling with basketball.
So when does basketball have
plan in place before that?
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like I think for coaching wise, I think it would be a good idea to get the flyer out, and that same flyer can be hung up at all the public locations. If anyone wants to, like, hand them to people, too, and just print a bunch off and just, like, I'm okay with being like, hey, here's this, you guys. Or the other thing I was going to bring up, and we are jumping off, and we probably should go back. But with, I lost my train of thought on that.
The signing you were talking about, getting ready for basketball?
Yeah. Yeah, well, anyways, like I said, we can come back
to a lot of stuff we got to do
to get ahead of it. But I think we get that flyer out, we hand them out to people, and I think that would be a good way to do it. I know they have, like, the home days or the other things there down at the school. I don't have it anymore, but, like, a big billboard thing, and I would put the pictures of, like, the kids' teams and be like, coaching. Oh, that's what I was going to bring up was we always offered in the past, and it's something we can talk about now, is if you volunteer as a coach or a volunteer to help with any of the sports, then it's free registration for your athlete too. So to try to help get some parents.
Cool.
And I will say it seems like there are some younger kids on the soccer team. There are a lot of parents,
yeah.
And it seems like there might be some parents in there that we might be able to...
That would be the hope, right?
Yeah.
Like, bringing in the younger kids brings more parents
to
volunteer, hopefully.
Yeah. I'll say, I think Miss Haley's doing great.
Yes.
At soccer. And I did see her the other day, and she said she'd be willing to another hat to throw in the ring for the little kids.
Awesome.
She said she would do that. She said she had more skill at basketball than soccer, too.
Just skill at wrangling kids, it sounds like.
Yes.
It's just all she needs for that.
It's great.
It's crazy. She's got 23 kids on that team, and she has had someone helping her the last couple times, but I'm like, you need like 8 people helping you. Like, this is nuts.
You see her sitting down the halls at school. She's like...
So soccer updates. Do we pass on? Are we all set with any more community input?
The only thing I wanted to... I don't know if I saw it on there. As far as raising funds, are we doing any sort of fundraising during games? I know at one point the sixth grade parents kind of started it and it fell apart.
So I know like 2 years ago,
there
was a couple parents that would do the concessions, but the deal was like when we were doing it all, it was like we were focusing on this. So anybody that wants to volunteer, like, hey, yeah, you want to do concessions? Yeah. It's all you. And whatever money you guys want to raise for what you're doing it for can go to all that. It doesn't have to come to us. You guys are working the concessions. You guys want to go to a sixth grade trip. You guys want Eat and Use Sports aren't helping. You're doing it. Then it's you and it's your responsibilities. And then now we can focus on the reffing and the coaching and sending it up and that kind of stuff. So whatever, there can always be concessions.
Do we need it fund-wise, or is this, that's kind of my point. There's no point in doing it if we don't need the funds, I feel. But if we need the funds, whether it's for this group playing 5-6 this year, or 3-4,
future groups, right?
Or the 23 kids that are right. in soccer right now,
yeah.
Do we need funds for those things? And doesn't have to. We're not going to raise that much at these games. Parents aren't coming planning to buy things usually when they go to a small town.
Never planning that.
The kids have different
the
ideas.
Kids have
different ideas. I was going to say, and a lot of times you schedule games where there's two or maybe
right,
three.
Right.
So
right.
you're getting it going. Right.
Right.
And they did well.
And I think it is an opportunity for a small community like Eden for them to bring funds in, whether it is to update equipment or
yep.
if you're not allowed to use the money that's on the committee already. But I think it needs to be a little more planned than winging it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd say it's like one of those things where somebody in the group wants to volunteer to be like the
leading
runner of the concessions or that kind of thing. Or maybe does the group kind of elect the coaches from the teams where it's like they want to talk to their girls or they want to talk to their boys and say, hey, when the girls' games are going on, you guys are going to run the concessions. And when the boys' games are going on, the girls will run the concessions.
Right.
Things
yep.
like that. Because I know, like, when you go to the Hoopsters AAU tournament, a lot of the Hoopster girls are running the
yeah.
concessions
it's
and
mandatory.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if you, you know, if we do something like that and the boys and the girls rotate, you can say a certain percentage goes for an end-of-year party or
yeah.
right.
something
fun or
for
something, like,
to,
particular. Like, if you need backboards or something like that, like,
nets.
You could have it. Nets. You could have it, like...
They're
that particular
they're
purpose,
it, you know,
yeah,
doing it for something specific that might get their interest,
right,
and willingness to do it,
yep.
instead of just being like, hey, send some money.
So I've been looking into the information board. I don't know if you
oh.
guys know about that or not, but I got a hold of the principal finally, and he's looking into the guy that set it up at Lamoille. So we're going to be looking into possibly putting an information board for the school and sports
cool.
on the side of the school or
that's
its own
good.
Post somewhere, but something of that sort.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I think it's fair if sports pays for it, school runs it forever. I mean,
right.
Sure.
Right.
That's a pretty good handoff just to give it to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to run it forever, so.
So back to fundraising.
But I think attached to the school is going to be cheaper than, you know, on the side of the gym or something
yeah.
like that, where
yeah.
everyone drives around, or
right.
either have it flat or, you know, feet, so
yep.
traffic.
Perfect.
That's you.
It would be the committee for the like initial install costs and the
yep.
maintenance and everything would be on the school.
That's what I was thinking. That has not all been smoothed
right,
over
right. Yeah,
or anything
yeah.
like that. But
just wondering
if we have initial costs going into it, setting it up, and you know.
Yeah, we'll get an idea, get a quote,
right.
figure
and then
out
they're lifetime runners and maintain it. And
yeah.
Fancy.
Right?
But I think that would grab a lot more people running through the traffic
yeah.
line and dropping kids
yeah.
or whatever, picking them up.
And it's just another way of communication
at,
besides Facebook or
right.
whatever that a lot of people don't necessarily look at.
Yep. Big
I don't
sign.
See it,
coaches.
So I don't
coaches,
see
look
Facebook.
No.
Like, I didn't know this was happening. Like,
no.
I happened to see someone else share it. And I'm like, what the?
It doesn't,
so.
It doesn't like you.
I don't know. I know I made a post that's there.
Yeah,
that's
like someone
it.
Shared it.
So I messaged you about what time it was, and I was like, wait, she told me if she posted it, I'll look it up. Oh, there. Okay, never mind. Ignore my message. But, yeah, that was my input.
Awesome.
Community question.
Back to, I guess, there's more stuff in the soccer update to go through. We got an email from about the Morseville tournament. which would be on Sunday the 12th. They're asking for a $50 donation to whatever. They need to know by, I can't remember the date, but if we're interested, which I think it's a good idea.
So is it, what's the donation for? Is it for the tournament?
The tournament. Is there like a fee to enter a tournament? I'm not sure how.
In the past, they always charged us.
Okay.
For, we always had to pay.
So it very well could have been written that way. And I just read it like, oh, it's a donation.
Well, I want to say it was a lot more than $50.
$50
does sound
cheap.
Yeah, cheap. That's why I'm asking. Maybe I'm like, it was $500. Are we going to get an email that says, oh, by the way, you always are $300. Yeah. What's that donation for? Well, that was just for the food and all that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I
the $50 donation was on top of the $300.
Okay. Well, it's in the email, so we can all look back.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally probably misread it. It's a very real possibility.
Yeah, no, it's coaches or game. I think it's a
right. I think it's a good, and it's just one day. It's not both days of the weekend, so it is on Sunday, which I think is weird. But
there's a lot of teams.
And then I think I saw another email. From Hyde Park Youth Sports that was about like a 2-day under the lights kind of thing they're doing, but I read it really briefly before I came up here, but I don't know if that's something that we would also be interested in doing.
That's fifth, so that's
5th, 6th, and 3-4. And 3-4, yeah. But, so that'll be for us, it's obviously just one team, but...
Right.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, it all depends on weekends and when the other tournaments fell, I guess.
Right. So it was... I think it was Friday night and Saturday night is what it said.
And that was they did last year.
Okay.
It was two nights. They had posted it on Under the Lights. So it's like a 6 o'clock game, I think, at Garfield.
Yeah.
I make a motion that if it's less than a couple $100 for them to do it, that we approve it as long as the coaches are good to go.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there a reason we don't ask coaches to come to these?
I do ask them.
But more of like, if you agree to coach, this is kind of a you need to. Like, it's not a.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. That, and I mean, I think with the coaches, if you're just coaching, then you're focused on those kids and coaching those kids instead of coming here and having to be here maybe for a couple hours listening to all the other fine details of everything else that, yeah, maybe for someone that's young that wants it, but if it's just like somebody that's coaching and just doesn't. Like, I'm not doing any of the other stuff that's involved. It's just a lot of sitting here. So what we need to do, though, is we need to come up with, like Trevor's always said the last couple of years, is have, like, a coaching clinic where the coaches can come in and talk to other coaches that have coached. Mm-hmm. And there's a lady named Allison from Morrisville. I can't remember her last name for the life of me. But she's, like, the Loyal County... behavioral like way to talk with kids and she just does a lot with the community with, you know, keeping kids involved in activities and sports and coaching and coaching in a positive light. She actually dropped off some books with Melissa.
I've got them.
Yeah. So and they're like a coaching handbook on how to kids nowadays and how to come off and talk to them and that kind of stuff and react with them and stuff.
That's
so
a good idea.
I think if you just got like, you know, maybe those younger coaches that haven't been coaching, just come in and see,
she can read it and
watch or listen. And then, you know, we always talk about doing it. And basketball, Katie French, who runs the Lamoille County, like the commission for basketball, she has all the coaches come to a thing. And like we went last year and Allison was there and we all did
building.
Yeah. All sorts of different activities. But it's neat. You just, things you don't think of, you learn from other people and listening to what they've experienced in coaching and things like that.
Yeah. That might be helpful.
And that would be good for, like I said, a younger person that's like, you know what, there are a lot of people here. It's really not that big of a deal. You're just here to have fun. The kids are young.
Yeah. That's the hardest part to get,
over
is that. You want to do right by everybody, I think is the biggest thing for most people stepping into that. So if overload and freak yourself out. Because Lamoille High School does a basketball coaching clinic too.
Yeah.
because they did one last year.
Yeah, I never got that. Someone told me about that.
Yeah.
I never heard
that. I saw it posted, and that might be something that you want to reach out to them to, like, have the sports committee on their...
Yeah.
Whatever thing to...
And then we could just send messages out to the coaches.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, you guys know there's this going on.
If you're interested.
Yeah.
You did one last year, and I thought that was a good idea. Down at Cambridge, right?
We did a referee.
Yeah.
That was a good one too, though. I think that's a worthwhile thing to do.
Yeah.
Whoever's coaching should maybe do both.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd wrap in a lot of high school boys too this year, especially.
I got a few I could
mention. So with registrations.
Yep.
Do we have all payments, do you know?
No, we do not. We do have quite a few of them. I've given Melissa what we do have. Okay. I did talk to Haley, and she says that she does have some as well, and that I'll make a point to bump into her next practice or whatever so she can give those. She has a bunch of forms and payments, so... And then after that, I'll just kind of put together what we are missing, I guess, and maybe send out a reminder to those emails.
And I'm more than happy to on Tuesday going down there, and when Miss Haley has them all at the beginning and just speaking loudly to everybody and say, hey, all parents, just so you know, we really need who hasn't paid registration fees.
Yeah.
If anyone has any questions of how much it is or anything.
Or like what it goes to or anything, you know what I mean? Just to remind people that it goes to make sure their kids can play sports.
And,
like.
And I'll let them know too that Eden is the cheapest place to play in this county by far.
Yep.
So cheap, I thought it was $25.
Took care of it. Yeah.
Better than 60, 70.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. End of season awards for soccer. You guys know you usually do like a little flyer, whatever, that says awesome job. You did it.
Yeah, we do certificates. And I got that on my laptop still, the certificate.
Okay.
So we can print all those if you guys just give me a number or if you can send me the roster.
Yep.
Whoever has it.
And then you said like last year, the little kids, you did like soccer balls for everybody?
Yes,
I
just ordered them right off Amazon. Try to find them.
Is everybody good? You guys want to do that again this year for the littles?
It'd be size 3s for the little ones.
Yep. Okay. And then do we also do t-shirts? Like, yeah, I remember. I mean, I have like 5 t-shirts at home.
The
Eden Eagle or something. Yeah, I don't know if you guys.
I used to do soccer.
Stop doing it.
Shirts. It's just kind of. Depends on the sports, or depends on, because, like, normally if, like, they get a soccer ball, we wouldn't do the shirts.
Yep.
Or if they got shirts, we wouldn't do the soccer ball.
Right.
It's just really kind of just throwing different things at
it.
Yep. If we want to do shirts, soccer balls are easy, because it's just, like, one thing off Amazon, you're done.
Shirts
are nice. I love seeing the kids in them.
Yeah.
The kids got when they were little, like,
Haley's
group.
And right.
That's what they wore to practice.
Yeah.
Right.
Little Eden soccer shirts, because I have pictures of Denny and Jay's.
Yeah.
And then they're...
Yeah.
Eating shirts, and they still wear them now.
So, whatever, I mean, like you said, soccer balls are easier to
about how much they are? So, we got 23 younger kids, so we need 23 soccer balls.
I'm not sure. They're not much. Amazon
has, they vary. We just got to make a motion. Somebody make a motion.
I mean, I looked them up. They're like some no-name whatever, and there was like, I think there was... It cost about, I think it was like $100, and I think there was like maybe 30 of them. I'm not positive.
Yep.
But
who wants to talk to Melissa about ordering them? Because that's what we gotta do. She wants it all put through her.
Yes, but we gotta make a motion to prove
that
we do it, and then somebody's just gotta let her know what the.
Well, that's what I mean. Before we do the motion, I want to make sure someone's in. Gonna do it. Who's gonna do it?
It doesn't matter. So she just wants a link to Amazon. So if you got
her text, I can send her an email.
Okay, call her.
I'll send her an email with the information.
12 of them are around $82.
That sounds expensive.
12 for $82.
Nah, that's not too bad.
6 for $40.
I mean, if you guys are good with whatever brand I find, and I happen to find some that are $100 for whatever, you're good with that.
You guys can set a limit, too, you know, like up to $200 or whatever.
Well, I mean, I guess we'd have to look at it.
I've been seeing a lot of
because they, like I said, Amazon can vary. Like, I don't, if you want it, we can do 80, but we can do 90, or whatever it is.
So if we got to get, say I get 25 of them for just in case I have 23 is wrong for a number or whatever.
Or one's flat and the ball.
Right. Yeah. So I make a motion to purchase size 3 soccer balls for the little team if it's anywhere under $200.
I second that.
All in favor?
And then, Nick, you also mentioned something about sixth grade awards, and I know, I think last year, did we just do sixth grade awards
so we
for
really,
basketball?
Yeah, we just started doing that, okay. We kinda, and then we didn't have the baseball season, so right. Like soccer, we didn't, we just didn't get to that, okay. And plus we had like so many Hyde Park and other out of towns. There was just a lot going on. I don't think we really thought about doing the
yep.
sixth grade awards.
Okay.
But I really think that's why I brought it up, just because if we did it last year for basketball, I think we should do it for soccer and baseball and all the sports.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, we got a big group of sixth graders now. There's a lot of sixth graders. Playing,
do you mean like honoring the sixth graders kind of thing, or awards for?
Well, so like basketball at the end of the season, the sixth grade girls and boys, when we had our end of the year pizza party,
yeah.
those sixth graders were called up and they got their own little bag and a plaque.
Okay, yeah, no, I thought that was nice. The kids seemed to really appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yep. That was like, when I was younger, that was what you looked forward to. It was like your senior varsity letter or something in elementary school. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait for my sixth grade plaques. Yeah.
I don't know what they, now they're just all about skibbities and stuff. I don't know what
the heck is that?
Don't even know what it means. I have no clue.
Well, when I was back then, not everybody got one.
Yeah.
Not everybody got one.
So do you want to do like a plaque and then like, no, just a plaque and a balloon? I have no idea. I have no clue. What?
What did you do last year?
I think we did a plaque.
This will be the first sixth grade award presentation or awards that we give
for soccer. Basketball.
How many sixth graders are there for soccer? Just around
half the team,
like
least.
Four or five.
Oh no, it was gotta be East
nine,
and
ten.
Jay's, Cadence,
oh, nine,
Hannah,
ten.
Emma, Jace Lampier. Did I say Easton already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm missing maybe one.
Number eight, is he a sixth grader?
Emmett,
okay.
And I'm not sure.
So seven.
And I'm not sure about Henry, what he...
No, he's not.
No, Henry's young. Henry's,
four,
I think. Yeah.
Four. Yeah. He's Chase's age.
Emmett moved?
Yeah, I feel like there's somebody right there that...
Henry's 10.
I said Jace 12.
So
well, either
ten.
Way,
so
well,
there's
seven
or eight,
Jason?
Probably.
Less than 10.
Yeah.
Less than 10.
I guess the big thing, do we want to do it? Right? Is that the better question?
I think so, because I think a lot of...
For soccer and basketball, because we are doing it for basketball.
If you got to do awards for sixth
yeah.
graders, I'm going to do them for all sports.
Because
there's going to be kids that love soccer that don't
play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Did we do them last year for basketball?
And so this is something
yeah.
that fundraising
yeah.
at the games can
but
go
we didn't
towards.
Do them last year for soccer.
Definitely.
No, because we just started.
You know what I mean?
That's
and
when
now
we started
you can do
it.
Something that's meaningful.
I motion that we get plaques for the sixth graders. And if anybody has any ideas of, like you said, a little goodie bag.
A pair of socks, soccer socks.
Doesn't have to be expensive.
No.
I motion that we get them plaques. At the next meeting, we'll talk about ordering them. And if we all can kind of just look to see roughly how much they can figure out plaques are.
I think those plaques, those were really nice that I got
yeah.
for basketball. And I
yeah.
don't think that those were, I think it was like $130 or something.
Okay.
You have to go
yeah,
back. Yeah, because
I just don't
check.
Know pricing and I know
but
if you motion
really
something.
But they were really nice
I,
too.
Yeah.
And we had quite a few of them.
I second Nick's motion.
All in favor?
I think we should just look into those plaques again.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
We'll
get
into
nice.
Them and then next meeting we'll say we're going to order this many of them.
Okay.
These are the names.
Well, we'll need it before next meeting if we're closed
well,
in 2 weeks.
We're going to know pretty good by then on our sixth grade basketball also. So if you did a 2-for-1 and then order just a few, if you got a few extra sixth graders that you didn't count on, that's going to be cheaper than buying.
Oh.
So we already got a pretty good idea of how many sixth graders are going to play basketball.
Like Dan said, though, I didn't think of it. We do only have 2 weeks left, two, three at the most, so we probably should get it rolling in general.
I agree. It's
gonna, I motion that we get the plaques for the sixth graders, that we got the same plaques that we got last year for the basketball.
I second that. Right?
Good. I don't think the $200 matters. I know that we're all like you know, we got enough money in there. We ain't
here. All in favor?
Aye.
Get them. I'm going for a message board.
You're cheap.
Right. I think I'm looking at $4,000 or $5,000.
So if we do, going back to the end of season stuff, if we're going to do soccer balls for the little kids, do we want to do anything end of season for the bigger kids too?
Not if you're doing plaques.
But you're only doing plaques for the sixth graders.
Oh.
So you've got fourth and fifth.
Maybe
the little
medals.
Paper things. The little what about certificates.
The
medals
that we the little paper. Don't we got a bunch of medals in the...
I don't know.
The pretend winners.
Or was that basketball?
There was like a
something
few. I think it was basketball.
I try to order pretty close to the numbers. You might have like 4 or 5, but not.
Yeah, so there wasn't a lot of them. All right,
I
so.
Did. Whenever I order the pack, I would try to get that pack to the closest number of.
Well, how many fourth and fifth graders are there? We appreciate that.
You know,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I would say we're going to get medals for all kids. I mean, I know they got a soccer ball, but they still got their medal and their certificate. And they got a soccer ball when they played when they were young.
Okay, so medals for all kids.
So we should get some medals.
Medals for everybody.
All the kids,
Just the soccer ball. Yeah.
Just for quick pricing, there were 8 of those plaques that were ordered, and it was $167.52.
That's pretty good.
$22 a piece.
Yeah. So how do we do that? Do we set that order up and then have Melissa pay for it?
Sounds that way.
Because I doubt she's going to want to try to get the names.
Everything.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean.
And that was through Etsy. I don't know. I mean, I don't mind inputting all their names. Maybe I can send her a link.
Okay.
I just need the names of the six graders.
Okay. And we did motion to get those, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
We did motion medals, though. Yeah.
I make a motion to buy all medals for all kids that are playing soccer this year.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next item is soccer uniforms and equipment. We had some extra shorts that you guys possibly ordered.
Yeah.
What did they come in?
No,
I haven't heard anything since, so I don't know.
Yeah, we ordered shorts.
Yeah,
ordered
the kids
gloves.
Got them. I know
great.
Tanner Bentley came home with shorts at the last practice.
Right, but we had to get some extra ones, larger sizes. We didn't have any.
Yeah, they're ordered. They're in the coach's hands.
Awesome.
Yep.
And gloves.
And the goal uniform.
That's ordered again. The
order uniform.
Adult medium is
ordered. Okay.
Not here.
Okay.
I just got told that one this week, or past weekend, so.
Okay. Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah, that's what I was telling. I told Kelly that you reached right out after you talked to her. Yeah.
And since that.
I don't know what the program is.
That stuff was ordered kind of last minute.
I put in the group text and it was all ordered.
That's, I didn't text. I suck.
I think you did eventually. That stuff was all ordered last minute, so Melissa said to just make a motion in this meeting to order it. So I make a motion to approve the orders that we ordered.
I second.
Which is the shorts, the gold. And $1 million.
I will say that the basketball shorts that are in all the totes, too, they're the same exact shorts as the soccer.
That's interesting.
I know it's a little late. but now I've caught up with you guys and stuff. By the way, there's a bunch of shorts.
Sweet.
Basketball.
Now we have even more.
So.
Shoot.
No,
No, that's why I'm saying New York for basketball. What we need to do is not just put Eden Eagles and everything. Don't put basketball. Don't put anything.
It's just and then white soccer. And it's
soccer. It's basketball. Yeah. It's baseball.
Just get it Velcro.
Yeah.
Soccer is basketball. It's baseball.
Yeah, done.
Just a uniform. Safety with a number.
Bryce said to say hi.
Whatever, Bryce.
So basketball, no, orders, uniforms, so we motion to motion that. Portalette.
Yep.
Yeah, we have, because we were late and I called approval, same thing, we just had to make a motion. Yep. I make a motion that we approve the portalette for having down there.
Paying for it, yep.
Yep,
paying I for second it.
All in favor.
Do we know when, do we have, is it scheduled to get picked up?
No, we'll figure that out when everything's
done. He was
done.
Given dates and everything. He should have got all his information in, or they should have gotten all their information in. But, yes, they got some dates. They may need a reminder.
You know. Right, that's what I, sometimes you don't want them to forget it. And then all of a sudden it's like December, and we just paid 2 months, and now it's in 60 to snow.
Yeah.
But normally they're pretty good about, like, if you get a good product company, they're good about, like, hey, it's winter, going into winter.
Yeah.
Did they come back and get that?
On to basketball. First item is uniforms, and my first thought was, do we need to schedule a date for all of us to do inventory of the basketball stuff that's down the shed?
Probably.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yep.
Probably the sooner the better, before it gets freezing. So, I mean, we did the soccer stuff on a Sunday morning, if that, or was it a Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Was it a Saturday?
I think so.
So if that works for everybody, I mean.
Do we want to schedule a date to meet, or do we just want, like, I can just grab them and bring them to the next meeting, and we can go through the uniforms then, or do you want to meet?
I think we want to go through them before then.
Okay.
So.
Before the next meeting?
I think that's what you're aiming for, right?
I was thinking the sooner the better, but if we have a meeting, if we schedule a meeting for next week, then that's plenty soon enough. But I don't know if everybody really wants to do that.
Well, I mean, we got, we still don't know how many.
Do we need one next week?
Are you saying?
After the end of this one, maybe.
When does basketball sheets go out, or registration go out?
Normally, we send it out. Oh, probably in another couple weeks, we end it.
We should start now.
We end it. Oh, man, when do they know more numbers? I want to say like the first week of November. You don't normally start playing until the second week of December, second or third week. You normally play a game or two before Christmas, and then you have the two breaks of Christmas and New Year's, and then it's full run. And then some towns, like Johnson, don't start until January 1st.
Right? I feel like that's too late.
Because I think Hyde Park has theirs out, And it might be a good idea to get them out while soccer's still going. It might be a good way to get some of those younger kids.
I was
going to
volunteer. I know like we're going to get down here to roles, responsibilities, and stuff like that. But I was going to volunteer to head the registration for basketball. I'll type up a letter, and I will bring it down to the school, and I'll harp them to keep passing them out. I'll come up with a Google Doc like we have, and then I will make the group messengers for the parents when I get that, and so people are on whose team.
I liked it when we had the school kids in there promoting it too.
Yeah.
I think that helped out quite a bit.
And then, so I don't know if anybody wants to attend with myself. Two, I don't know when the date is. I'll reach out to Katie French, or I haven't seen an email, so I don't think they have one yet. But for the Lamoille County meeting, if any of the members want to go, to just kind of see how they kind of handle the basketball. And then if anyone wants to go to the coaches' meetings, I normally go to both of those meetings, so I'll be there to represent Eden if anybody else wants to
go. I'd like to go, just I don't know what my schedule is.
Yeah, so I'll let everybody know when it is, when they have it. So I'll get that going right off the bat. I'll try to get it right into the principal's hands by the beginning of next week.
Mm-hmm.
So. Perfect.
And I mean, do you want to do like what we did for the soccer registrations, like have that QR code and stuff like that to do? So you'll do all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. back to, do we need to schedule a date to go through the shed? I think I feel like we need to schedule a date to go through the shed. So what does everybody want to do?
Why don't we try for Saturday?
What Saturday?
This Saturday.
Do you have a home game or what?
We have a home game this Saturday.
That would work.
We're going to a corn maze.
Okay. Plus, all three of us are there.
Yeah, yes.
We can go right through those uniforms. And
speaking of the home game on Saturday.
Yes, all right.
Okay.
And do you have a list of refs?
No, right. For future games.
Nick, can you remember the second guy, Nick?
And the third guy in line is
Nick. Basketball is going to be hard.
Are there high school kids that are interested in reffing soccer? You know, like, I feel like for basketball, we can find plenty of high school boys interested. But is the same
I think we just got to get you don't have to be qualified for anything. You just got to have the ambition. So if anybody knows anybody that's young that wants to coach some soccer or ref some soccer games, please.
Please.
Yeah.
And they're scheduled too. They have games and stuff on the weekends.
I will say, like, Cambridge normally has, like, middle 7th, 8th grade kids. They're normally pretty young when they're repping their tournaments and stuff. So yeah, anybody.
Okay. I should ask Ella.
Yeah.
You think she'd do it?
I don't know. She might.
She'd get,
might tell her
she could get paid, right?
And two people would help because it's you can't see the other side. So I tell the coaches.
Yes.
If you see, I'll stay on the parent side. If you see it go out, just put your hand up and just point which side because it is such a far away and you can't see the line.
Especially when the grass is long.
I don't know how they do on soccer with one.
Like it's hard. I'm like running back and forth. I'm like, oh, they're getting older and faster. I remember when they were third and fourth and they could hardly move.
The ball didn't go anywhere.
Well, they were all like this anyway, so the ball barely moved.
And then they're super competitive, so they like slam each other. Like, you can't do that.
So there isn't like somebody to contact that has a list of high school kids that are interested.
I mean,
how does Hyde Park and
Lamoille
do it?
That would be the best. That would be the best bet is to whoever runs the Hyde Park, and if they know, like how
to reach out to.
I think we just put a flyer out for the kids too. There's a bunch of high school eating kids.
Agreed.
So, with the flyer, we're just gonna say looking for high school students to do some reffing.
Help out your community.
Looking to get paid.
$20.
Yeah, it's a 15-year-old kid, you know, just coming into his brother's game anyway.
Yeah, right.
Or his sister.
Yeah. Speaking of payment, do we want to just say it in recording or whatever that we are good with a certain amount per game for if it is different for soccer, basketball, baseball, or what do you guys think? Mm-hmm.
I thought that was already set. Isn't there a set
price? We always did 25 in the past, but I know the group talked about doing 35.
Yep.
We were trying to get some. We're trying to get some people to coach.
I know. I need
to
have
them.
For
it.
I mean, can pay you more than the other town.
Yeah. Cheaper registrations and more.
If that's what it's gonna take, I mean, I still think offering 35 is just hard. I just think it's just it's confidence. It's courage. It's really a lot more than just the money.
I think 25 probably.
Stick with 25.
Yeah.
I motion we stick with $25 per official, per any sport.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, and speaking of that, we do have to put a little nippet in there. Tyler Gillespie has gone to the town clerk, the assistant town clerk, to Hannah and myself, expressing his feeling about getting payment from last year. I had a conversation with Melissa a few months ago. I told her I do have the schedule from last year and how many games he's reffed, that I can get that information, but it's something that they told him he needed to either bring up at a select board meeting or an Eden Youth Sports Committee meeting. I'm not speaking for the group, but I would just like to be in recording on the meeting minutes that we, if if he's willing to come in, we definitely need to have a discussion. I'll talk with him in the meantime and tell him that if he's seriously about this, then please come to our next meeting and we'll have the discussion.
We had this discussion a couple months ago and we said yes if he comes to the meeting.
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, yeah. I just know that he's talked to Melissa. We, Hannah and myself were just talked about yeah. it a little bit. You know what I mean? Like,
I had no problem paying for effort.
I told her that I don't think it's something that you can handle with hostility just out in the public, just with public people. Like, if you need to take care of it, we need to take care of it in this setting.
Come in so we can take care of it.
So I just want to give everybody on the meeting, on the committee, a heads up. I will be speaking to Tyler about that.
Yeah.
So in case he is here at the next meeting,
that's fine.
If we need to add that in the agenda, we will.
Yes.
Is there a reason he wasn't paid last year?
Yeah, he told me while we were doing it a couple of times that he was all set or don't worry about it. It was kind of just more like, I'm not whenever. It's kind of like, you do me a favor, I do you a favor.
And okay.
I know he's, with personal stuff, he's dealing with the town with other stuff. So I think he's pretty much saying, well, then fine. If you guys are being this way, then I need to get paid for doing town stuff. So I don't think it's coming from this committee. I think it's coming from other personal things with other people. But now he's looking to get paid.
Yeah. Okay. I think that if in the future, if we ever run into this again.
We just pay people when we tell
Them. And if they're going to say, like, hey, I don't want payment, whatever, then it needs to be, like, in writing or something that says, I'm doing this as volunteer.
Hey, I'm doing this. Then it's just like. You can get this money, but we can't have you go back and say, I didn't get paid.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like, it needs to be something in writing that just says, you were offered this and you said no thanks and move on. Do we, we're jumping around a little bit, but do we want to set a date exactly for when basketball registrations go out?
Monday. I think so.
We're out on Monday.
Let's go.
I think registration should be very soon. If the sooner, the better.
Yep. I agree.
And I would like to say that we close it October 31st.
And how?
Doesn't mean a kid can't.
Okay,
join.
I was just going to ask you.
I'm dead set, and I'm not speaking for everybody, but personally, I'm dead set against deadlines. Like,
I agree.
If you don't sign up, then you can't play. Like, we will try to figure out a uniform. Yes, you signed up late. Yes, we gave you that benefit. You might have to rock a penny for a couple of games. That's just going to be the way it is. But we do need to set a deadline to let these parents know that we do need to get these uniforms ordered. Because you have that 1 month to get those ordered and get the men's handed out for those games. So my plan is you have to hand out flyers Monday.
The first practice last year was November 17th. So you're in that time, Thanksgiving.
I think while we got a sport going, is best to hand them out also.
I agree. Yeah.
So if we're in soccer, we're already handing out flyers for basketball.
Right. And we will.
And I think you'll get more people that way. Yeah.
And, once we do get that ball rolling, I think that's how we'll do it. Is while we're in the, you always prepare for the season before that other season. You know what I mean? So you said, you got soccer going on. Maybe next year we start to talk of soccer in the second week of September instead of the first week of October. You know, maybe we'll just keep doing that as we go.
Next item was gym time and accessibility, and I know we talked about the possibility of having more than one key to the
sports shed.
The sports shed, that's a totally different subject, but I saw keys and that's where my mind went. That's wrong. Keys to the gym itself. Do you remember
so
how
the
that
way
works
that
before?
It works is actually we can use that gym where as a community, as the committee. But the way that you use that gym is we need to send in an email that I would get from Betsy or that we can get
Chris.
I don't know why it was Doug in my head, but Chris. He got to give us the form, and then you sign it, and that form actually goes to Lemoyle, the head of the facility person, and they will either program you a key or give permissions to Pat to program you a key.
Gotcha.
And then, so going forward, we're going to have to get all our coaches. So whenever we get our schedules made for practices, then we would say Tuesdays and Thursdays, you hand this schedule in, you get a key, and that's for that person who has the practices that night. And then,
awesome.
And then all the coaches would have to sign the little waiver that would allow them to use the premises and those kind of things.
And then the last thing on the basketball agenda was Lamoille County Basketball Commission. I don't know if you already touched on what you want to touch on.
Yeah, yeah, once I get that date, if anybody's interested in coming, I will say it is good meetings. It's always a good time.
Yeah, I'll go if I'm not working.
Item 6 is the sports committee itself. Obviously, we have a new member.
Yay!
Nick Tatro.
Nice to meet everybody.
Back again. Look who's back.
Can't stay away.
And then...
nobody doubted that. Actually, nobody doubted that.
And then Melissa asked us to go back through and reorganize the committee. If everyone wants to keep the same positions they already have, that's great. And Nick, you get whatever's left over.
Okay, I'm last of the party.
But we already know you're going to do
just
like...
Don't be throwing that chair stuff at me again.
El Presidente.
Is that what's left?
El Presidente.
We don't have one of those.
As long as it's not
does anybody... Do you guys want to change your positions? Anyway, so Bryce was assistant coordinator. So that...
Is that
falls on you.
So is that vice chair?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be the vice. Vice.
Last item was the shed keys, which have been on my mind for some reason, and making copies of them maybe or whatever, so that
before I don't mean to cut you off and I don't want to jump ahead, but going back to the reselecting of the roles.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted going forward. You've been putting in for the agenda.
Yep.
Doing the agenda stuff. Mm-hmm. Are you good with still doing that?
Actually, I was going to just see what everybody thought about doing a possible schedule of that and having it swap from person to person, because I don't know if we're seriously keeping in our assigned roles per se, doing everything that particular role asks you to do.
Right. And I think as long as you have someone that's in charge of the role,
mm-hmm.
But it's definitely going to take all hands on deck. And I know it's hard, and I know it can be hard sometimes feeling like majority of things, but I think if we're at meetings and with me saying I'll do the registration, mm-hmm. and kind of head the basketball going to the meetings and stuff, as long as we can all work together and we can keep spearheading certain things, mm-hmm. and I'm not great with the computers and typing stuff up. So, I wouldn't volunteer probably for agenda. Not trying to be selfish and say, hey, I don't like that idea. But I will do it. I don't have an issue with it.
Yep.
But, the agenda stuff, the secretary stuff.
I don't have a computer. I don't have a printer.
Smart man.
I
would be the worst person to think for that.
Smart man.
I don't know.
Johnson.
Good luck.
No, I don't want to say you're stuck with it. That's not.
Kind of sounds like what you're saying. But...
it's not that. It's you're doing a fantastic
job. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what anyone not doing it would say. Yeah.
I just can't argue. I mean, you're doing better than I ever thought I would.
I don't know how much thought you would put into it exactly, but.
I just thought about it.
So.
Any other roles you want to have?
Technically, Trevor, your role is secretary.
Yep.
I'm not sure how
you
that's
want to
working
see him
out. Right.
He would get fired from that role.
To be a secretary, you need email.
Yeah. Before I erased it,
I
have 3,000 on it now. And I still don't care about it.
What are the roles? What are you supposed to do in the different roles, aside from what you guys are
Well, the committee is divided. I think you have like any committee, you have different,
I don't.
Like, so responsibilities, but we've always ran it as we kind of tried to help each other.
And who can do what when they do.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, like a secretary would be the person that would type up the agendas and take the information from Melissa and pass it along.
You can handle it.
Right. And well, now it's all, and now, so it's all recorded now. So really it's just to make the agenda. And I don't mind if you and I, if I will switch every other with you so you don't have to do it every time.
It's not that I mind doing it. I don't mind doing it. If we can all be involved in it somehow, and this is what, so I, all right, this is going to be my role, is that I'm going to do minutes and agenda and send them to Melissa and post them at the stores and do the Facebook page and all that stuff. That's fine. That doesn't mean, like, I'm not also going to go order equipment and stuff like that, and then when I ask for help to order the equipment, have it thrown in my face that maybe it's because I can't afford to order it. That's a little
weird.
I
didn't say that.
Okay.
No. It was never said. Never even implied.
Nope. I have it in text that implies otherwise.
You pull that up. You pull it up where damn.
You and I can have a discussion about this some other time if you'd like.
Not if you're going to accuse him of saying something he didn't say.
I'm pretty sure it was you typing anyway, so.
It was not okay. Said like that.
Okay. Anyway, that's a whole different thing, I guess. I'm not going to take on responsibilities that I don't feel I need to take on. If you guys want me to do the agenda and all the communication that goes along with it, great. If you guys want me to order equipment and stuff like that,
I just said I'll take care of that.
Perfect. On to the shed keys that I've been wanting to talk about for a really long time. Did you talk to Melissa at all about
that? I have not.
That? Okay.
I have not.
Do you think that we should?
I don't think we need to.
Okay.
I mean, we're on recording, so yes, we should. I will talk to Melissa about it, but I don't think, like,
I don't
when I say that, I don't mean it disrespectfully that I don't care what they think.
No.
I mean it as an I don't think
they would care.
Like,
yeah.
If
yep.
we just made a couple keys.
Yeah.
So I did find out on that keychain has two keys on it already.
Oh.
So we only need two more. So
okay.
I'll have five made.
Do you have
five
that keychain right now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in my car, but it's at home.
Okay.
It's safe.
I just wanted to make sure.
But I have it, yes.
Because I was working.
So I will make three. I will message her and just say, hey,
okay.
We talked. We didn't think it was a big deal to get your permission to make three keys, but we just felt like, respectfully, we should at least reach out and let you know. Is this a big
yep.
deal?
I think that's great.
I'll get those three made, and we'll just hold on to the extra one. And then, really, if anybody knows anybody, keep passing the word around about filling in that fifth spot. And maybe that will just help reprieve some other stuff too. I know there's been talk about a couple people maybe and maybe not, but I think once again, I think I'm going to bring up Tuesday at the little kids meeting or practice. Hey, all parents, we have a position open for the Eden U Sports Committee.
Yeah.
With you guys having such young athletes, they're going to be here for the next 6-7 years.
Right.
We need help, and we have an open position available. So
yep.
anybody with any
There was one
help,
parent at the first practice that he said he was going to send in a letter. I haven't heard anything from Melissa or the SUC board saying that he did, so
okay.
I assume that he hasn't yet, but maybe
yeah.
he would still be interested.
Who is it? What's his name?
No. Can't go knock on his door.
Hey, was it you? Where's your letter?
Do we want to schedule a day for our next meeting? So
October 31st will be our deadlines for registration. If it's possible, meeting that Thursday after. If we can try to schedule that out ahead, just so that way we get all the numbers and we need know how many uniforms order. We know the equipment we need to get. We'll have to be prepared to do it that way. And then that way that will give us that month of November to get what we need.
November 6th.
And we can always communicate in the group chat or whatever if we have stuff that we.
Well, worst if one member can't make it, I still think we have that meeting, like I said, to still go over that that information we need for how many athletes we got for each team and uniforms and that. So that, because it does take sometimes a while to get that stuff made and get it in and get it back. Sometimes it goes smooth, sometimes it don't. Which, if anybody, everybody keep your eyes open. If you know, I have never had uniforms made.
Someone Duncan Harper did a good job.
Took that responsibility on. So whoever did, like, before they talked to and stuff, if anybody has any information on that, we'll take it and use it to get new uniforms. I know we got to talk about pricing and stuff, but I don't know any vendors or anybody really that.
Is there somebody at Hyde Park that we can ask who they use?
Yep.
I'm sure.
Michelle Pelletier.
Yep.
She helped me out last year with names, too. She had a couple places that where they get them done. And
she's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, so I think that would be a great resource.
And Michelle's a great resource. She also does a lot with the commission. She goes to the commission meetings and all that stuff.
Well, it's not in the minutes, but I know, Aaron, a couple months ago you said you'd put your social security number in for Stack Sports. So
all baseball.
So we want to try to get Stack Sports set up at some point.
But I can't because I don't do, I'm not doing the payments.
Right, so that's what we need. We need to go to the Select Board and meet about, is that we need to talk about, are we even able, because the way Melissa and the other conversation went, there's unsure that the person with the social security number had to be in charge of that bank account that the finances are coming
from. I've actually thought I made it really clear that they don't.
They don't, absolutely don't. Because Melissa, when I talked to her, wasn't really sure. She said it wouldn't be a bad idea to call them and just make 100%
sure. Feel free to ask. I mean, I've gone over it many times with them.
Okay, so I'm more than happy to let Melissa know that we don't and that we can just throw that on there.
Yeah, it does not need to be anybody in charge of the payments.
Okay.
Just needs to be a social security number.
That was it for the agenda. Anybody else have anything they want to?
Do we want to meet with the select board then to ask if the select board is okay with it? Is that what the question is now? Is if the select board is okay with somebody who's not a member being in that?
I think it's still going to fall back on Melissa, I think. Since she, I mean...
To run it?
I'm saying, like, if it is the way Christina is saying that it is, and Melissa does not have to be that person, I think Melissa is still going to want to approve a person, is my guess, because it's still going to be kind of her name and position and stuff on that.
Or might want to approve who they put in there.
Melissa doesn't have a... We can confirm all this with her, but from my extensive amount of time I put into it last year, Melissa doesn't have a problem having her name in there. She's not putting her social security number in there. She made that very
right. That's totally fine.
Well, no,
but
that's what we're saying is that does the select board want to approve who we use, no matter
who? To put their social security?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're just like, you guys need this program, you guys need this program. But we can ask if the select board is okay with a non-member having their social security number in the platform.
Well, and by rejoining up on the committee, I already, not trying to steal your thunder, Aaron, but I'm more than happy to put my social security number on there, too.
My kid probably won't have a team to play for here, so it's kind of silly to use me.
We'll just stay attached forever.
Now they can steal all my friends. They ain't gonna get fired. Come
on, let me know what you get.
Maybe a couple of cheeseburgers.
Check for mold.
It's not after your money. It's after your credit score.
Yeah.
That's what gets everything. Everyone's broke. It's your credit score that matters.
Well, I guess I motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Stand all together.
Bye.
Aye, aye, aye.